You know, if you're going to get drunk and blast music in your room, you should just invite me in. If I have to hear your awful emo bands, it might as well be in the same room and while I'm loaded. Yeah, yeah. You can claim that math rock isn't emo all you want, but that lead singer is one breakup away from a bottle of bad hair dye and some skinny jeans. Jesus Christ, how long have you been drinking? I can't even see your bin anymore, there's so many beer bottles piled up in it. Trying to drink yourself deaf so you can bear to listen to the rest of this album? What's wrong? You usually put up more of a fight when I give you shit about your bad taste in music. Oh, that sucks. She just ghosted you after 3 dates? Yeah, I know. You really liked her. You were practically dancing around the house after your first date. Hmm? Oh no, I haven't been on a date in ages. Dating in the vampire scene is a nightmare. It's either centuries-old creeps talking down to you, or some recently turned dork still stuck in his I am the night phase. And don't get me started on humans. Nothing but dudes with monster fetishes or guys that turn green when my dinner shows up in a bag instead of on a plate. Yeah, dating really sucks. I'm sorry, that was terrible. I tried to avoid it, but I couldn't think of another word fast enough. Well, we're both awake, we're both alone. Let's make the most of it. I'm serious, put on something peppy. Let's get wasted like we did in college. I'm not asking, dummy. I'm gonna go warm up my mixer in the kitchen, and when I get back, there better be something danceable coming out of your speakers. Now this is more like it. Pass me the vodka before the blood gets cold. Thank you. Now that's a stiff drink. Nothing like O positive and Russian standard to start a night off right. Guess what I call it? No, guess. Nope, Red Russian has a nice ring to it, but it's a little predictable, right? I call it a Bloody Ivan. Shut up. That's great, and you know it. God damn, that's really good. I'm actually a little sorry that you can't try it. The blood causes all my senses to go crazy, and the alcohol gives everything this nice, hazy feeling. It's 10 times stronger than those vodka Red Bull things you loved so much in college. I just wish the blood would stay warm so I didn't have to chug them. Sure, you can ask me a question about being a vampire. Kinda surprised you haven't in all these years. Yes, I've drunk blood from a living person before. If I'm being honest, it's so much better than blood bags. It's so warm and fresh, and it just shoots out so fast. Sorry, is this weird? Yeah, I thought so. Well, yeah, I'd like to do it more often, but humanity already has a hard enough time accepting vampires without us running around biting into someone every time we're a little hungry. And finding a willing participant is a minefield. Believe it or not, most people out there that want you to drink their blood tend to have a couple of issues. And everyone else is usually terrified of the idea. They think I'll go crazy and tear out their throat the second a drop hits my tongue. It's a shame, because they'd probably really like it if they give it a chance. Are you sure you want to hear about it? It's kind of intimate. Okay, well, when a vampire bites someone, it would be bad if they started thrashing around. They'd hurt themselves and make a huge mess, and So vampires evolved a sort of soothing element for our victims. The second my fangs break skin, and my saliva mixes with your blood, a huge wave of ecstasy and bliss would pass over you. Most of your senses would dull, and you'd be pretty much immobilized. It makes for some fantastic foreplay, if you're into that sort of thing. Well, I didn't mean like you. I meant more like the royal you. I don't really know how to say this, but your heart rate is beating a lot faster, and I can smell the adrenaline in your blood. Are you thinking about what it would be like? I think it'd be weird if you weren't. We've known each other for so long. I've thought about it. There's been more than a few nights where you're just lounging around in some baggy clothes, and I've wanted to sit right on top of you, like this, and bite that beautiful neck. And I could. It would be so easy. But I won't do it unless you ask me. I can just kiss your lips, kiss your cheek, your jaw, your neck. Are you sure? It'll be the most pleasure you feel in your life, but I'm pretty sure we won't be going back to just roommates after this. Say it. Say it. Say please. Oh, that's a good pet. Holy shit. How much did you drink tonight? You taste so fucking good. Don't worry. I know it sounds like I'm taking a lot, but it's really not that much. I promise I won't hurt you, pet. You're getting a little excited down there. Don't tell me you're one of those guys that gets turned on by this. I'm only teasing, pet. I told you, this is very intimate. I can take care of that for you if you'd like. I hear coming while being bitten is unforgettable. Yeah? Okay, pet. Just lay back. Your cock is so hard and warm. Where's your lube? Don't lie to me, pet. You've been single for too long to not have some lotion or something lying about. So where is it? Good pet. Now how's that feel? Good. Now I'm going back to my meal. Mm. This must feel really good because I can feel your body weakly trying to thrust. But you can't. Not since I bit you. I've wanted this for too fucking long. When we met that party freshman year, I was ready to pounce on you the second I smelled your blood. But you were so damn charming. I didn't want to settle for a one-night stand. I knew you were the type of guy I wanted in my life. I missed my chance. We became friends, and I thought I'd moved on. But then something happened when you came home from that date a few weeks ago. I felt jealous that I wasn't the one to make you that happy. And I realized I needed to tell you before it was too late. So here it goes. I love you, my pet. I love your sense of humor. I love how sweet you are. I love your shitty taste in music. I love everything about you. And it's probably not fair to ask you right now, but do you love me? Good. Because now that I've tasted you, I don't know if I could live without this. It's okay, pet. Don't try and hold back. Come for me. Come for me, please. Yes. Yes. That's it. Let it all out, pet. Sorry, probably kind of weird, tasting your blood on my lips. Hang on, I need to lick the wound on your neck. It'll close up the holes. There, all better. Shh, don't worry about anything right now. Rest a little, my pet. We've got a long night ahead of us.